Welcome to the In Touch show on WCCI. In Touch is heard Monday through Friday at 11:40 a.m. We're going to talk again with Dr. Zorba Pastor, clinical professor in the Department of Family Medicine at the University of Wisconsin in Madison, also the host of a call-in show that's syndicated throughout the nation. And, Doctor, we want to talk about gout as we put the word out there a little bit about treatment and such. But for those people unfamiliar with this disorder, tell us a little bit about the symptoms and the causes, if you would, please.
Oh, sure. Gout is a common disease. You know, people think, well, there's no gout anymore because we don't have Louis the 14th and we don't have Ben Franklin. But the reality is gout is a common disease, affects 3 to 5 million Americans today. Number one, inflammatory arthritis in men, and it hurts. And basically, typical gout attack, about 50% of all gout attacks occur at the great toe. And so the great toe becomes red, hot, swollen, looks like it's infected. You can hardly move it, put your sock on, ouch, it hurts. And that's a very typical attack. But gout can affect a lot of other joints, the wrist, the hands, the fingers, and affect any joint in the body. And when you have it, you know you have it. I mean, you don't know what it is when you first have it, but it's hard to ignore a gout flare.
And I would imagine with such painful symptoms, it really affects your everyday life.
Oh, yeah, when you have it, well, you can't do anything. An example I like to give is a patient of mine, never had a flare, left Madison, Wisconsin, got to Chicago, was on the plane going to Los Angeles, and it was the evening, and a lot of gout flares occur at night when we're a little bit dehydrated, and all of a sudden his toe started to hurt, and it got worse and worse and worse, and he was crammed. He was a 6'4" guy, crammed into one of the seats on the airplane. He did not know what was going on, never had an attack, hobbled off the plane, awful pain. He had to go see a doctor there who properly diagnosed gout, came back to see me a couple weeks later, and he said, I've got gout. I don't want this to ever happen again, and ultimately was placed on medication to help keep that from happening. So, yeah, once you get a gout flare, you got to get the flare under control, and then you have to make a decision whether you want to take a daily pill to keep it from happening again.
Yeah, that was what I was going to get to next, is talk about some of the treatment there. And also, I guess there's a little misconception that we think, well, if we just stay away from certain foods, you know, we'll be okay.
Well, yeah. Now, how often do you have liver and onions? Is that once a week?
Once
not
a year,
very often,
I think.
Not very often. You know, the foods that supposedly precipitate gout, liver and onions, shrimp, most of the shrimp is breading with shrimp flavoring and some shrimp on the inside, shellfish, you know, even if you stay away from all of that stuff, at most you can lower your uric acid by 1 point. In fact, people with gout usually have a uric acid of around 10, and they've got to get down to 6 as the magic number to keep from having flares. So even if you're on a low purine diet and you limit yourself from a number of foods, you stop drinking beer because beer can precipitate it. You don't take any aspirin because aspirin can precipitate it. You don't go outside in the cold because cold weather can bring it on. You're still going to flare unless you get that uric acid down below 6 if you're one of those gout sufferers who has repeat attacks. So the misconception is that diet plays a major role. It plays a minor role. But, you know, typically somebody will come in and say, hey, I got a gout flare because I had beer last night, and you talk to them and you find out you had beer on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and on Friday. Well, why did they flare on Friday? Well, it wasn't the beer. They just flared because their uric acid was too high. That's what it was.
Well, I think the important thing is that you have to deal with your doctor and make sure that you're on the right page communicating, you know, to make sure you get the proper treatment. And for those people out there looking for some further information, I'm sure there's some appropriate websites or on.
Oh, sure. Gout. Actually, the best website I would say is gout.com, G-O-U-T.com, and what it does is it gives you good information on gout and how to treat it. For years, we only had the drug allopurinol. Allopurinol was a good drug, been around for 40 years, effective for probably 60-70% of the gout sufferers. But for those who continue to flare with allopurinol, the new kid on the block, Ulorek, at the 80-milligram dose is much more effective than allopurinol, and that's something you ought to discuss with your doctor. It's a new drug. A lot of doctors don't know about new drugs. They've not been educated necessarily on it, and that's why I tell people, you've got a disease, you go to a website, If you've got gout, you go to gout.com. Educate yourself. Bring a list into your doctor and talk to your doctor with a list. Lists are great, great way to get information. You've got to advocate for your health.
Well, doctors, our time is winding down today. Is there anything we may have missed or any re-emphasis that you'd like to make here today?
No, I think the bottom line is if you've got a flare, you treat it. And 2 weeks after the flare, you get a uric acid. If your uric acid is high, you need treatment, daily treatment, with a drug that will work. If you're still suffering from gout and continue to flare, and if you're on medication and continuing flare, there is help out there with the new medication, Uloric.
And, of course, we mentioned in the opening that you do a weekly call-in program that pretty much airs throughout the country. I'm sure that's a great way to interact with people and answer their questions.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So that is a way. I enjoy talking and answering questions. It's a good way to move information for people.
Well, we certainly appreciate your appearance today. We want to thank you for stopping by the program and wish you the very best. And if you have other health topics in the future you'd like to share with us, we'd be glad to issue an invite at any point in the future to have you be on the show again.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I think I will. I think I might take you up on that. So.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, and we'll talk to you again, I'm sure, in the near future.
I'm sure we will. You take care now.